when she shares that dime bar that she hid from the kids at Amore. She lets you give her a kiss even though you've got hog's breath at Amore.
Hi there, my name's James and thank you so much for checking out my podcast, Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. In this podcast, I'm going to give you five pieces of great marriage advice from married couples who have been happily married for 25 years or more. This is the fifth and final podcast on the subject of marriage advice. If you would like to watch the previous podcasts, click the link at the end of this video, or alternatively, you can find it in the episodes on my podcast. Tip number 20 from couples who've been happily married for 25 years or more is don't keep score. By that I mean don't keep score about how many times you've emptied the dishwasher this week or how many times you've emptied the bin or whose turn it is to this. Just look at it as there's work to be done, I'm going to do the work and I'm not going to be the weak link. It's not always easy because life can be difficult, and certainly if you've got children, life can be tiring and stressful as well as awesome. But I try not to get around the idea of, well, I've done that, so my wife should now do this, and I've done that, so it doesn't work like that. There's just work. If you can look at it that basically there is a team of two people trying to steer your family into a good future. There's lots of work to do. Sometimes it's your turn to do a bit more work. Sometimes it's their turn to do a bit more work. It's more about investing in each other. It's more about investing in something that's bigger than just you as an individual. Marriage is a lot of faith. It's a faith that sometimes I'm going to do 60% of the work, sometimes I'm going to do 90% of the work, but I'm always going to do it. I'm not going to let my side be the weak side. I'm going to continue to do the work. And that's difficult, especially if you get to a point where you think, actually, I've created a monster because I do all the work and my partner doesn't do any of the work because they basically got used to me being their skivvy. If that was to happen, then I think you'd be well within your rights to maybe write an email or just say, look, I don't think it's equal. I could do with some help with this. Keeping score doesn't work because the other person will always find a way to justify what they haven't done, or they might say, well, okay, yes, you emptied the bin and cooked supper, but I picked up the kids and I've been at work all day. The only way to succeed is just to say, I'm just going to do as much work until there's no more work anymore. And hopefully that will inspire my partner to want to do the same. If it doesn't, then I'll ask for some help. Tip number 21, just do the work. Marriage, like anything you're building, is work, a lot of work. There's a danger maybe that people feel like, oh, it's all going to be sunshine and rainbows and we're all just sort of floating along on a cloud of love. And there's a lot of really basic stuff that you have to do when you're managing a house, when you're keeping a home clean, when you're looking after children. Times it can feel like you're pushing water uphill, but just do the work. And take pride in what you do. So if you're in charge of the food shop, make sure you actually have an end goal in mind. Actually plan some meals and get those ingredients and then store them all properly so that you're not wasting food. Have a good stock rotation so you're not running out of money. Take it seriously. Run it like a business. And then after a while, people will notice that it's running well and you should take some pride in that. If you're not going to do a good job, just don't. I wouldn't do it at all. If you're not going to do the work to the best of your ability, then I wouldn't even bother. And when it comes to doing the work of making a good marriage, certainly if you're a parent, just remember that your children are watching you. Do you really want your children to grow up thinking, Dad was a bit lazy? Dad basically sat on his ass and ate crisps and watched the rugby while Mum did everything else? Because if that happens, then you're doing them a major disservice. Well, maybe that's what my role is. Maybe I get married and I work really hard. And the boys might think, well, maybe that's what I get away with. If you're a dad, it's your job to do at least half of the work. And this day and age, that's not just going out and physically doing a job. That's doing the night feeds and changing bums and going to the park. Our roles as parents now are very, very blurred. You have to be a complete hybrid. But instead of complaining about it or wishing it was a bit more clear cut and all you had to do was go to work and then come home and there'd be a meal for you and then you just had to do that, just get on with it. It's what it is. Our generation is different from our parents' generation. I see it as a blessing. There will be a time when my children won't want me to hold their hand or take them to the park, read them a bedtime story. That last of all of those things will happen. There will be a day where I'll put my hand out to cross the road and they'll give me a look as if, like, what are you doing? I'm 11. Tip number 22, have fun. Even if you live into a ripe old age of your 80s or even 90s, life is relatively short. I remember hearing someone say that once you turn 21, it feels like every birthday you get, you actually have two birthdays, you add 2 years. And I kind of know what they mean. Certainly also as when you're married and you're a parent, life is so full on that just the years tend to fly by. Think of it as in you've got X number of summers left, you've got X Christmases left. When I think that I may have 10, 15 Christmases with my mum left, I may have 10, 15 Christmases with my family left, I don't know. So make sure that the time you have now is as fun as you can make it, as lighthearted and positive and loving and enjoyable as you can make it. Because life's not a dress rehearsal. The future isn't guaranteed. There are lots of people who died today who had plans for tomorrow. Tip number 23, don't be scared of disagreements. It might well be a bit of a British thing, but I think a lot of children grew up in British houses where no one really fell out. Parents didn't shout and disagree. And obviously no one ever wants to feel scared in a home. But actually, I don't think it does your children any harm to grow up knowing that mums and dads can have arguments and can fall out and can sometimes even shout, as long as it's in a controlled way, because it shows that human beings can reconcile. And actually, it's good to speak your mind. It's good to have separate opinions. And if you disagree with your partner, it's good to say so, even if that means that it escalates into an argument. An argument is not a fight. And actually, I'm pretty sure that your partner didn't want to marry someone who was just a bit of a wet lettuce, who was going to sort of just agree with everything they did just to keep the peace. That's not attractive. No one really wants that. We all know when we're being badly behaved, and actually what we need is someone to tell us to wind our neck in. If that causes a disagreement, well, that's not a terrible thing. You sometimes need someone, or you sometimes need your partner to protect you from yourself when you're being an idiot. The real friends and the real strong relationships that you need to look after are the people that are brave enough to tell you when you're being an idiot. If that causes a disagreement, well, they've done you a favor. And don't be scared to have disagreements with your children. They're children. Sometimes they get it wrong. Sometimes they don't know what they're doing. And sometimes they need to be told off. That's all right. You're trying to steer them down the right path. Unfortunately, it won't be until they are parents that they can kind of see what you were doing. It's not till they're parents that they will actually appreciate the work you were doing and can now see why they were telling you off for doing what you were doing, because actually it wasn't a great life choice. Tip number 24, you need to be a team. Don't let your children divide and conquer. Daddy, can I have a biscuit? The default setting has to be, have you already asked mummy? If they say yes and she said no, well, then you need to back her up, even if you disagree. The children will play you off against each other forever. They're not stupid. If one parent doesn't let you have that extra bag of crisps or watch that massively inappropriate film, ask the other one. Get them on a weak moment. All you have to do as parents is communicate. And actually, children will feel comforted and safe when they see that the parents talk together, communicate, and work as a team. They're going to learn from you constantly. They're going to learn that actually, when you're married, you work together. Getting married means that you're stronger. You've got someone protecting those chinks in your armor, and you're doing the same for them. And the final tip in this podcast, and indeed on this podcast series on marriage advice, is don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're struggling with your mental health, or there's a worry at work, have the courage to be vulnerable and ask someone for help. That can be your partner, that can be anyone. Just don't keep it bottled up. Whatever it is that you're worrying about, I guarantee it's worse in your head. And as someone who has battled with intrusive thoughts since my teens, this is something I consider myself something of an expert on. Whatever it is I'm worried about, the minute I share it with my wife or a friend at work and get a perspective, and it's not bouncing around in my head like an angry pinball, it's suddenly not nearly as scary. You're much better conceding that something's got the better of you and you need some help, you can't do something alone, than letting something get so overwhelming that it ends up being the end of you. We're living through really, really challenging times. Economically, emotionally, socially. Life is scary at the moment. But I'm a real believer that it's times like this that when you feel most alive. When times are really difficult is when we actually appreciate what's really worth it, what's important and what isn't important. And what's important is friends and family and connections. And I heard a really good quote the other day, which has really shifted my perspective. Whenever you're feeling tired or grumpy and something you've got to do, instead of saying, oh, I've got to go to work, or I've got to go to the gym, or I've got to go to the park, Change it to, I get to go to work. I get to go to the gym. I get to go to the park. So just to clarify the pieces of advice mentioned in this podcast, tip 20, don't keep score. It's a ridiculous thing to do. It's not going to end well. If anything, get competitive and say, do you know what? I'm going to make sure I outwork my wife. I'm going to make sure I'm the best husband there is. I'm going to show my sons and my daughters that I am smashing it. This leads on nicely to tip 21, do the work. There's something wonderful about getting stuck into a job. When you're stuck into a job and you're in that flow state that you're completely present and you're not worried about anything in the past or the future. So don't just do the work involved in marriage or parenting. Enjoy it. Throw yourself into it. Don't just do the weekly shop. Do the weekly shop to the best of your ability. Get the best ingredients for the best price and make the best family meals you can. Don't just clean the house half-heartedly. Clean the house so it's awesome, so that when you take one step back, you're like, I'm smashing that. Take some pride in everything you do. Because if you can get yourself into a flow state where you're so engaged in whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is, cleaning the car, doing some hoovering, doing the washing up, doesn't matter. You're in a flow state, and actually you might find that suddenly life just seems to flow a bit better. Tip 22, have fun. Have fun with your partner, have fun with your children, laugh as much as you can, be silly, enjoy your life. Because nothing's guaranteed. We don't know what's around the corner. Tip number 23, don't be scared of disagreements. If all your communications were friendly and happy, well, you'd be doing a disservice because you're not always friendly and feeling happy as a human being. If your partner says or does something that you really disagree with, then tell them. It's part of being a team. You need to police each other's behavior sometimes. If that results in a disagreement, well, that's not a terrible thing. It takes a brave person to really tell someone the truth. The best way of knowing your best relationships or your real friends are the people who tell you the truth, often when you don't want to hear it. We always know what we should or shouldn't be doing. It takes a brave person. It takes someone that really has invested in a friendship to tell you when you're being an idiot. Tip number 24, be a team. Don't let your children divide and conquer. Daddy, can I have a biscuit? Did you ask your mum? And if so, what did she say? If your kids can see you and your partner working well together as a team, it'll make them feel more safe and secure. And tip number 25, don't be afraid to ask for help. If it wasn't for me ringing up my, at the time, ex-girlfriend, who is now my wife, and saying, I'm having a really tough time and I've got absolutely no place ringing you up and saying that I'm having a really tough day, my mental health's really bad, I just want to talk to someone and I wanted to talk to you. If I hadn't done that, I don't know what may have happened, but I know I might not be here today. It takes courage to ask for help. You have to be vulnerable to ask for help. But the thing I've found to be true is that quite often the good stuff, the stuff in life that is good and that really matters, is often on the other side of you being brave and vulnerable. I hadn't seen or spoken to my wife for months when I rang her up and telling her that I was really struggling. But we talked for half an hour on the phone and it helped. It really helped. It's a massive cliche, and I'm quoting Aerosmith probably badly, but the light at the end of the tunnel may well be you. Never underestimate the power that you smiling or you saying good morning to someone or you holding a door open, asking if someone's all right. Don't underestimate how powerful that can be. We have hundreds, if not thousands, of interactions with people. That's hundreds, if not thousands, of opportunity to improve someone's day. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate your support. If you'd like to watch the first podcast in this marriage advice series and you're watching this on YouTube, please click this link above. Alternatively, if you're listening to this on my podcast, you can find it in the episodes. I'm really trying to build a community that supports men, especially dads, and especially dads who struggle with their mental health. If you like what I'm trying to do and want to support me, I'd really appreciate it if you'd either subscribe to my YouTube channel or follow my podcast, and maybe even share some of my content with a friend. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care. You spend your day off taking rubbish to the tip. Your wife comes home and says you missed a bit, but don't worry, 'cause you're the daddy. Dad Mind Matters, helping men safely navigate family life without losing their minds. Two podcasts every week on a Monday and a Thursday.